The focus of the baseball world has returned to spring training fields in Florida and Arizona, but yesterday's congressional hearing on steroid use in the game continues to resonate. And after 11 hours of dramatic and often theatrical testimony, there are still questions. What, if anything, will baseball do in response to the hearings? And how will fans react to a baseball hero whose image took a hit on Capitol Hill? NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Charles Yeselas has seen it all before. The lights, the cameras, and indeed the action by impassioned lawmakers grilling sports figures about the scourge of performance-enhancing drugs. Dr. Yeselas is one of the nation's foremost experts on doping in sports. He's offered that expertise at four separate hearings in the last 20 years. And frankly, he says giving the same anti-doping message over and over again can make a person pretty cynical. Still, watching yesterday's hearing, Yeselas saw a lot of potential good, particularly in the attention the hearing and the issue of steroids in sports received, a higher level of attention than Yeselas has ever seen.
It seems to be like the ever-ready bunny or having a life of its own. I'm hoping it's different this time, and my gut tells me maybe it is.
If indeed there is momentum for change, for seriously confronting illegal drugs in sports, where might that lead? Congress put the onus on baseball to change itself, but if it doesn't, could Congress step in? Sports law expert Gary Roberts, a professor at Tulane University, thinks right now the anger displayed yesterday by some lawmakers on the House Government Reform Committee does not reflect the will of the entire Congress. But Roberts says down the road, if baseball doesn't further address the steroids issue, the most likely action is legislation, forcing baseball to adopt the current anti-doping code of the World Anti-Doping Agency, or WADA.
Which would be a much more rigorous and strict drug testing and banned substances regime than they currently are under.
Baseball has been trying to distance itself from WADA's Olympic-level drug policies, saying baseball's drug policy, unlike the Olympics, is determined through collective bargaining. But Roberts says that argument won't hold with Congress.
The reason that collective bargaining is an important right in our society for unions is because Congress passed the National Labor Relations Act, and what Congress give, Congress can take it away. So Congress could very easily pass a law that basically says you can have collective bargaining, but when it comes to drugs in sports, the WADA code is imposed.
As much as the hearing was about the future and better ways to combat illegal drug use, there was that pesky past to deal with. And retired slugger Mark McGwire, in the public's mind, didn't deal with it very well. With rumors and news accounts of McGwire's alleged steroid use in the past, the question of the day was, did he do it? For those lawmakers who got close to asking it, McGwire repeatedly said, I won't talk about the past. 24-year-old Michael Collada sat through 90 minutes of player testimony yesterday and left the hearing room shaking his head, remembering how he idolized McGwire in 1998 when McGwire broke the single-season home run record.
Just coming out of that room right now, I have a little pain in my gut just thinking about that. Tomorrow when I wake up, I don't know how I'm going to feel, but it definitely tarnishes that memory that I have from watching those games every night and hoping that that would be the game that McGwire would hit that home run.
While Collada and other fans now wonder what to make of that magical moment in 1998, a member of the House committee that held yesterday's hearing says lawmakers are continuing their efforts to clarify the doping issue. A spokesman says the committee already is engaged in an investigation that should shed more light on the question of how easy it may be to obtain steroids. The committee also is monitoring baseball's new drug policy. And the spokesman says, you can bet on additional hearings this year. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Washington.